From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 11th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. John Mason reports in the Register Star on the broadband presentation made on Wednesday, March the 9th by Joseph Starks to the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. Starks was hired by officials to conduct a study of the county's broadband service. According to July 2014 data from the New York State Broadband Program Office, 74% of the county's population is unserved by broadband of 6 megabytes or more per second. Stark told the supervisors Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's new New York broadband plan, which provides funding for broadband providers to add service in remote rural areas, will do little for Columbia County. The pending merger of Time Warner and Charter Communications carries with it the stipulation that the merged company provide broadband to unserved customers. However, areas served by that company are not eligible for the state funding. Stark, however, suggested the county find funding for the broadband expansion through E-Rate, a federal funding program for schools and libraries. Stark has recommended the county bring dark fiber to all county schools as a basis for a countywide fiber optic network. In addition to schools and libraries, public safety towers could be included, as well as volunteer fire and police departments, state police, and rescue squads. Stark said a similar approach has been applied in the North Country and in 7 counties in the Southern Tier. He said, and I quote, E-Rate is a unique opportunity. We need to take advantage of it, end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that a small brush fire broke out behind a home on Route 66 in Ghent the afternoon of Wednesday, March the 9th. The Ghent and Chatham fire departments were dispatched at 2:40 p.m. Ghent Assistant Fire Chief Darrell Garofalo said he believed the owner of the home was burning paper, which was likely the cause of the fire. It was contained within 30 minutes. Fire companies in Columbia County fought 9 different brush fires last week. In Ankrum, firefighters fought 2 brush fires in 4 days, which was one of 4 brush fires reported countywide that day, according to Columbia County 911. Dry, warm conditions contributed to the fires. State law prohibits non-agricultural brush burning from March 16th through March 14th. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that 2 incumbents are seeking re-election to the Cooksaki Village Board. Diane Ringwall and J.B. Ellis are both running unopposed. Ringwall has served as a trustee for 34 years. She is running on both the Republican and the Independence party lines. Ringwall was elected to her first 2-year term in 1982. She has seen numerous changes and improvements over the years, from increased safety measures for village workers to substantial infrastructure upgrades. A recent major achievement was the construction of the new water filtration plant, she said. A Cooksaki native, Ringwall is a retired insurance broker. Ellis is seeking his first elected term since being appointed to fill the vacancy created following the death of Daniel Helen last summer. Ellis has been endorsed by both the Republicans and the Democrats. Ellis's family moved to Cooksaki when he was 6 months old. He started his career in the cement industry as a junior clerk at Atlantic Cement in Ravenna. His father, Joseph W. Ellis, was a former trustee and village mayor. During his tenure on the board, Ellis has served as a liaison to the police department. He is also the village representative to the Greene County Mitigation Committee. Polls are open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, March the 15th, at the Village Hall. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Hudson boys basketball team is in the state Final Four for Class B this weekend, taking on Oleon at 6:15 p.m. at the Glens Falls Civic Center today, March 11th. Hudson schools are dismissing early Friday to let students go to the game, with buses running from Hudson High to Glens Falls. Hudson High's Twitter feed has been webcasting a Periscope video feed of the state tournament games of the undefeated Blue Hawks, and WGXE will air live updates of the game on air at 90.7 FM and in the WGXE Twitter feed. If Hudson beats Oleon, they would play in the state Class B finals on Saturday, March 12th at 9 p.m. at the Glens Falls Civic Center. Now here's Andrea Sears reporting from the New York News Connection for the Public News Service on activists calling for a hearing on Albany ethics.
Government reform advocates want the state to hold public hearings on ethics reforms. The former Senate Majority Leader and the former Speaker of the Assembly are both scheduled to be sentenced next month for corruption convictions, and in his January State of the State address, Governor Andrew Cuomo emphasized the need for ethics reform. But reforms were promised last year, and Dick Dady, executive director of Citizen Union, says those that eventually were passed didn't live up to expectations.
The actual reforms that were enacted in the budget last year did not match what we thought had been agreed to, because we didn't get to see any of it until the budget is finalized and presented to the legislature for a vote.
Good government groups sent a letter to Cuomo and legislative leaders in Albany this week asking them to hold an open leaders meeting to publicly discuss and negotiate ethics reforms. According to Dady, 90% of New Yorkers believe corruption and unethical behavior are serious problems in state government. One major source of ethical conflict stems from the fact that many legislators hold outside jobs.
We need to address the issue of legislative compensation by putting a cap on outside salaries. Concurrently, outside of the budget, we need to significantly raise the salaries of state lawmakers.
The groups also are calling on Albany to finally close the so-called LLC loophole that allows individuals with multiple corporations to skirt limits on donations to candidates and to increase transparency regarding discretionary spending. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
For our final story, Patricia Doxey in the Daily Freeman reports that Ulster Green, Columbia, Saratoga, Warren, Essex, Rensselaer, and Washington are the only counties in New York that do not give the film industry a tax break under current law, and Senator George Armador, Republican Rotterdam, is among the legislators trying to change that. The story recalls that in a separate interview, actress and Dutchess County resident Mary Stewart Masterson told the paper that the county's exclusion from the state credit program was thwarting her efforts to open a studio, tentatively called Stockade Works, in Kingston by spring 2017. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a day that will be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny, with a temperature high near 56 degrees. A Friday night, mostly clear, with a low around 28 degrees. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear, with a low around 39. And on Sunday, partly sunny, with a high near 57 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers before midnight, then rain likely after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 41. Sunrise today was at 6:11 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:58 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 46 minutes of daylight. That is 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 11th day of March 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.